Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. India celebrates 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists national flag and addresses nation from ramparts of Red Fort in Delhi. US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to hold talks in Alaska today to resolve Ukraine issue. And in chess, German Grandmaster Vincent Keimer wins QuantBox Chennai Grandmasters 2025. And now the news in detail. The nation celebrates its 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Independence Day celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi and hoisted the national flag. Addressing the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument, Mr. Modi saluted the brave soldiers of Operation Sindoor, saying that the operation is a powerful testament to the valor and precision of country's armed forces.
We have seen Operation Sindoor. What was the Made in India? We should know that ये कौन सा सामर्थ्य है जो पलक भर में उनको नष्ट कर रहा है लेकिन हमें मेड इन इंडिया की शक्ति हमारे हाथ में थी सेना के हाथ में थी इसलिए बिना चिंता बिना रुकावट बिना हिचकिचाहट हमारी सेना अपना पराक्रम करती रही.
He said the government gave the armed forces a free hand, allowing them to strategize, set the target and decide the timing. Prime Minister said the country's brave soldiers gave the enemies a befitting reply beyond their imagination. The 79th Independence Day of India was celebrated with the High Commission of India in Bangladesh. A large number of Indian community members took part in the celebration at the Chancery Building in Dhaka. High Commissioner Pranay Verma hoisted the national flag and read out excerpts from the Honorable President's address to the nation. This year, the Independence Day celebrations marked India's 78 years of independence, and the celebrations were held with great fervor. Artists of the Indira Gandhi Cultural Center and members of the Indian community performed patriotic songs on the occasion. The Assistant High Commissioners of India in Sylhet, Khulna, Chattogram and Rajshahi also celebrated the Independence Day. US President Donald Trump will meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin at the US Joint Military Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage, Alaska today. This will be their first meeting since Trump's return to the White House in January this year. Ahead of the summit, Trump said he believes Putin is ready to end the war in Ukraine, but peace would likely require at least a second meeting involving Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
We have a meeting with President Putin. I think it's going to be a good meeting, but the more important meeting will be the second meeting that we're having. We're going to have a meeting with President Putin, President Zelensky, myself, and maybe we'll bring some of the European leaders along, maybe not. I don't know that it's going to be very important. We're going to see what happens. And I think President Putin will make peace. I think President Zelensky will make peace. We'll see if they can get along. And if they can, it'll be great.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin convened a meeting in the Kremlin yesterday on preparations for the summit. Putin noted that it is necessary to reach agreements that create long-term conditions for peace between Russia and Ukraine and throughout Europe. In chess, German Grandmaster Vincent Keimer has won the QuantBox Chennai Grandmasters 2025 with one round to spare, becoming the first sole champion in the event's history. The 20-year-old secured the title after drawing with Dutch Grandmaster Jordan van Foreest, while other results confirmed his victory. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India celebrates 79th Independence Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hoists national flag and addresses nation from ramparts of Red Fort in Delhi. US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to hold talks in Alaska today to resolve Ukraine issue. And in chess, German Grandmaster Vincent Keimer wins QuantBox Chennai Grandmasters 2025. And that is the end of this news bulletin.